This is Colourful.
I've left the Turks and Caicos Islands, 40 small islands. Now I've popped over to another small island, the island of Nevis. And in the studio with me now is the Nevis Tourism Authority, or representative from the authority. And his name is John Hanley. So John, I've mentioned that Nevis is a small island. Just how small is your island?
Nevis is only 36 square miles, but it's a big island in terms of what it has to offer.
So in the 36 square miles, how many people populate this island?
11,000.
Oh my days. You know what? This sounds so quaint. It really sounds lovely and quaint. Do you still live on the island of Nevis?
I've lived there all my life, except for the few years when I was abroad studying.
So what can we expect in Nevis?
Well, there are a lot of things that one can expect. One of the big items right now is that we have a Four Seasons Resort. Let me begin by saying that. We have a Four Seasons Resort on the island. It was closed for the last 2 years because of damage from a hurricane, but it will be reopened on the 15th of December. So everybody's looking forward to that. It's really the big buzz on the island right now. And next year we're going to have some major events, one of them being a tri-star triathlon. And we expect about 500 persons to be on the island.
And do you normally do these tri-star triathlons?
It's an agency out of Europe. I'll have to get more detail.
So. No worries. Now, we mentioned the hurricane because, of course, we were recently told about Hurricane Thomas. And I know that a lot of the Caribbean islands are in hurricane zones. So is Nevis one of them?
Yes, but Nevis does not get affected as often as most of the other hurricanes because of its location in the northeastern Caribbean.
So how do we get to Nevis?
Oh, it's quite easily. It's quite easy to do that. You can fly direct from London Gatwick to Bastion St. Kitts, and then you go over to Nevis. You go over to Nevis there are many ferries. There are like four ferries. And you can go over, and it only takes about 30 to 45 minutes. And it's a very picturesque ride over to Nevis.
I can imagine. Do you have a lot of people coming in? I'm just thinking because I like your logo, Nevis Naturally, and I'm wondering, you know, will it maintain its natural environment when you get a lot of people coming in?
Well, certainly. We don't go after mass tourism. We go after niche tourism. We place a great emphasis on the environment. And just to illustrate that point, we have been putting some attention on our green energy. Okay? Right now we have a wind farm, and it generates about 20% of our energy demands. And we have begun a geothermal project. By early next year, the well should be drilled, and by the end of the year, we should have the geothermal plant up and running. So when that is completed, it would appear that we would be one of the first islands, probably in the world, to be totally green energy.
That we have an eco-friendly island right here in Nevis. I want the listeners to get a perception as to where Nevis is in relation to the other Caribbean islands that they might have heard of.
Okay, Nevis is located, as I said before, in the northeastern Caribbean. Many persons are familiar with Antigua. It is only 40 miles away from Antigua, so it's a very short distance. For example, if you come from the UK on Virgin, you fly to Antigua, and then it's only a short flight over to Nevis.
Can you tell our listeners where they can find out some more about Nevis?
Our website is www.nevisisland.com.
Wonderful. John Hanley from the Nevis Tourism Authority, thank you so much for joining us on Colourful.
This is Colourful.